If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
It's almost time for the Bear to be back. Good morning,
yes,
Dean.
Yes, it is. We are looking forward to the new season coming out. In the meantime, you can quench your thirst. They've just released a little bit of a teaser trailer on the YouTube, so you can see a little bit about what we're going to be looking forward to with Jeremy Allen White as Carmen Berzato. We've got I don't even want to give any spoilers, but if you're interested, go on YouTube, do a little search for the Bear season 3 teaser, and you'll be able to get a little sneak peek. June 27th is when new episodes begin.
Got it. Well, this is sad news, but we knew this was coming. Brian Wilson placed into conservatorship. He is not in good shape, and he hasn't been for quite a while.
Yeah, and his wife passed away 3 months ago, who was taking very good care of him. Now that Melinda is gone, his team has revealed that he has been suffering from dementia, so a judge has appointed his longtime publicist as his conservator to take care of him, to make decisions on his behalf. The judge decided that it is clear and convincing evidence that this was necessary. So there were no objections to the whole thing. I think everybody just wants him to be cared for properly now.
Yeah, especially since his wife passed away, as you say. Well, let's balance that with some happy news. The Bieber baby is coming.
Yes, indeed. It just seems like yesterday Bieber himself was just a little baby throwing eggs at cars and all the stories that we used to report on him. But his wife, Hailey Bieber, now and he announced that they are expecting a child. They're decorating a nursery right now. They can't wait to meet the baby. They say that they have a name that they think is perfect, although they have not announced what that name is yet. But they say that the day that they found this news out was the happiest day for them. So it is. It's great news. People are saying that they will be great parents, and that Justin will be a great dad. He's very excited to raise his child. He is 30 years old. She is 27. And they got married in 2018. So it's crazy kids starting a life together.
Yeah. And that's not to be confused with the Harry Potter cursed child. And the tickets are going on sale, right?
Well, yes, tickets are going on sale. We certainly hope it's not a cursed child. That's for sure. It's certainly going to be a well photographed child.
Yeah.
We will say that much for the whole thing. But tickets for the production of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child coming to Chicago are going on sale on Monday. This coming Monday. This is the first ever stage production. It opened on Broadway, but this is the first touring production of what is the first ever stage production of any of the Harry Potter stories. So if you're interested in all that, it is going to be at the Niederlander Theater September 10th through February the 1st. And if you go to BroadwayInChicago.com, you can learn more. But individual tickets will go on sale beginning at 10 o'clock in the morning, Monday, May the 13th.
And I've just been told that I've been fined by the FCC for a stupid broadcast segue. So I'll pay for that remark about the cursed child, I guess. Couldn't help it.
I look forward to terrible segues.
Glad somebody does.
I think you and I, we specialize in them here. You want to learn how to do bad segues, you yeah. listen to this segment every day.
Lots to do this weekend. Where do we start, Dean?
Well, let's start with some music for this weekend. You know, for Mother's Day weekend, what mom wouldn't love to go see Devo performing at the Riviera Theater?
You have to get mom to put on one of those helmets?
Yeah, one of those upside-down flower pot helmets that they wear. Because I don't know about your mom, but whip it good was a phrase frequently heard in our house.
Oh, yeah.
With four boys. But Devo is at the Riv on Saturday night. We've got the Portugal The Man performing tomorrow night at the Salt Shed on Elston. The Jacksons, Marlon, Tito, and Jackie Jackson are all back home in Gary, Indiana this weekend. They're at the Hard Rock Live tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Our longtime pal, Corky Siegel, folk legend, playing Space in Evanston on Sunday night. And the Latin pop band Bella Nova is at the Rosemont Theater. For theater this weekend, we've got the Jason Alexander Show still going on. We've got Mamma Mia still going on at the Niederlander downtown. Steppenwolf is presenting a Chicago premiere of a comedy that's called The Thanksgiving Play, about a school pageant where everything that can go wrong does go wrong. It's going to be playing until June the 2nd. The Goodmans, Joe Turner's Come and Gone, the August Wilson play is there through the 19th of May. Porchlight Theater is presenting a staging of Stephen Sondheim's Sunday in the Park with George. That's going to be Saturday and Sunday at the Studebaker Theater. We've got some pretty good laughs in town this weekend with Ian Bagg at the Improv in Schaumburg through Saturday. Brian Posen is at the Comedy Vault in Batavia. And for Mother's Day, there is something called Bad Moms of Comedy. It's for comedian moms playing at Zanies in Rosemont on Sunday, and then Zanies in Rosemont, Zanies in Old Town, rather, on Monday. A lot of people are excited about this upper deck golf that is going on at Wrigley Field, where you can actually go to the friendly confines and drive off of the upper deck. That's going to be going on there through Monday. We've also got a couple of new movies that are coming out this weekend. Can you believe that there have been 10 Planet of the Apes movies since wow. Charlton Heston brought us the first one back in 1968, which is also unbelievable to me that the first one was such a long time ago. But
I think that's the only one I ever saw, but I hear some of the other ones are good.
Huh? Yeah, I actually kind of enjoyed them, and I enjoyed this new one that's opening today called Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which kind of looks at this whole thing from a different perspective, more from the ape perspective. Humans can't even speak in this movie. They can't defend themselves in any way. So all the conflict, all the drama is actually between the different factions of the apes here. And now, you know, back when Charlton Heston did this movie, you could practically see the seams of the rubber masks that the actors were wearing. But now they have all this high-tech motion capture technology where they put these digital dots all over the actors, and then they paint in the costumes and the mask digitally later on, which is really quite amazing. And you get such detail, especially in facial expressions. AI, as much as I don't like AI, that comes into play here, embellishing the special effects with this whole thing. Mm-hmm. So I actually kind of like what they did with this movie. It's different from the other movies. There's lots of action. It's a nice early summer popcorn fun film. And again, what mom wouldn't love if you took her to see a Planet of the Apes movie? Really, I give it a Dean's List B. I'm saying that you can avoid the new Chris Pine movie that's called Pool Man. It wants to be a spoof of a neo-noir thriller where Chris Pine is this guy who takes care of an L.A. apartment complex's swimming pool area, and he gets hooked up with crooked politicians and some greedy land dealers. Everybody in this movie, from Annette Bening to Danny DeVito, a really good supporting cast. Everyone just kind of feels like they're phoning it in with this movie. Not that great. Gave it a Dean's List D. But one that I did really like that got mixed reviews. Some people actually hated it and said it's the worst movie that's ever made, which I absolutely do not understand. It's this Jerry Seinfeld movie on Netflix called Unfrosted, which is... It's a comedy. It's nothing but silly comedy about the development of the Pop-Tart breakfast food. And, you know, so people are analyzing this like it's Oppenheimer or, a story about human survival after a nuclear holocaust. It's a silly comedy. It's a very silly and very nostalgic comedy also. There are lots of 60s references and 70s references that... If you are of a certain age, you're especially going to find very entertaining. But if you just want some laughs and don't take it seriously, I think you're going to enjoy. It's called Unfrosted. It's on Netflix right now. And I gave it a Dean's List B+.
I'm going to have to watch that.
This, in many ways, has your name written all over it with all the nostalgic references.
All right,
in this movie, it's one that I think you're going to enjoy. Hey, it's Friday, and normally we don't cook on TV on Friday, but we are today for Mother's Day, and I've got some nice brunchy things today. A special quiche that I'm doing today. A special French toast roll ups, French toast, but made like finger food, and. A really fun mimosa that's made with ice cubes that are made out of pureed raspberries. So if you're looking for some nice fun things for Mother's Day, cooking on TV this morning at 9:30.
And always good to immediately give Mom the mimosa when she comes over to the house. It'll make for a much more pleasant Mother's Day.
Yeah, Mom enjoys having a little shot or two, right?
Yeah, and so do we. Yeah. Thank you, Dean. You have a good one.
You too.